The 2021 Return of Haunt in the Mont is sold out already this year. The adult trick or treating, Business Crawl, was limited to 275 tickets this year, to help businesses still struggling with COVID restrictions and staff shortages, according to St. Vrain Valley Schools Education Foundation, or SVVSEF, Executive Director Josh Atherton. 100% of the proceeds from Haunt in the Mont support SVVSEF and local education programs. The first Haunt in the Mont began as a small fundraiser from Longmont Pediatric Dentistry to support SVVSEF in 2015. That first year raised $6,500 for the nonprofit, according to an editorial submission to the Times Call by Dr. Stephanie Ross. In 2019, Haunt in the Mont raised more than $11,000 for SVVSEF. The event, like many others, took a break in 2020 due to COVID restrictions and safety precautions. "We had to cancel it because of that darn virus we've all been talking about," Atherton said. "We didn't want to put that impact on our businesses, especially with restaurants under capacity restrictions," at the time. With a year off, Longmont businesses were ready to get back in the mix, Atherton said. In a typical year, participating businesses would give out a free treat to the adult trick or treaters, a drink, snack or other offering left up to the business, that would get passed out during the Haunt in the Mont evening. For 2021 and with businesses still in recovery, Atherton said they gave businesses the option of passing out a coupon that could be used within a couple weeks of the event. "All of our businesses are super excited to get involved," Atherton said. Apart from sponsors like Longmont Pediatric Dentistry, Haunt in the Mont is also coordinated with the Longmont Downtown Development Authority, or LDDA, and the Longmont Area Chamber of Commerce. LDDA Executive Director Kimberly McKee called it one of the most exciting nights of the year. "We love seeing costumed community members throughout the Longmont Creative District," McKee said. Since its founding, the downtown business community has rallied around this event to support the SVVSEF and provide a fun night out. Costumes are highly encouraged and an afterparty includes a costume contest with prizes. The 21 and older ticket holders can explore downtown Longmont businesses from 5 to 9 p.m. on October 23rd. The full list of participating businesses is given out when locals pick up their tickets, and even some businesses a little off the Main Street path. Atherton likened it to Longmont Restaurant Week, hoping that residents get a chance to explore places they might not have been before.